What about when you got to 6 times 7?
I had practiced that one a lot. Uh-huh. I just count by sevens, or I go by touchdowns because I love football.
Oh.
And I figure out the scores easily, and it goes in a pattern.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I don't know a lot about football, but that's going to help me with my sixes.
If you make a touchdown, uh-huh, it's six, and then the field goal is one, and that's seven.
Okay.
And then you just keep counting by seven and seven and seven, and that's how I figured that one out, because I had been practicing that one for a long time, because a lot of games, usually at least one team had about that many points.
Oh, all right.
And I just keep practicing it, just saying it over and over and over and over.
And over again.
And I figure it out.
And you figure it out. If I said, what's 4 times 7, what would you do?
I'd just go by the touchdowns.
Okay.
I'd go 7, 14, 21, 28.
Oh, wow. So football really helps you here.
Yeah, football's a lot of help in math. Uh-huh. And it's also kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. I've never been much of a football fan.
I love football.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I miss my old team.
What was your old team?
The Badgers.
I've never heard of the Badgers.
Arkadelphia Badgers.
Huh.
They're great. They were great.
They don't exist anymore?
They still do, but I can't go see them because I live in a different town now.
Oh, man.
But they taught me a lot.
They sure did. Wow. A lot of people have trouble with their sevens, and look at you. You just reference football, and there it is.